What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Y'all, today is January 21st, Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. We're so glad to have y'all with us. Man, just in case you all didn't know, here on Speak Your Success in the Morning, we always go through a few things. We always give you entertainment. We always give you a word of empowerment. And you know, we got to bring you some empowerment, entertainment, and you know, we always got to bring you a little bit of education, okay? Got to bring you a little bit of education. So family, I'm Jonathan Jones and glad to have you here on the show today. We got a great show lined up for you today. And just in a second, we're going to go ahead and bring out producer Britt. But y'all, today, man, we're rocking, man. We're rolling right into the week. We're rolling right into this thing, because look, so Wednesday typically is our abbreviated show, because producer Britt and myself, we also work at a church, and what we do at that church, and we ultimately help them, you know, really run service. And on Wednesday, there's chapel, so we be rocking and rolling and be moving in that way. But y'all, today, like I said, we got a great show for you today. We're gonna play a couple of games. We're gonna have a little bit of fun, and we're gonna let our hair lay down a little bit, because so often, and let me know if this is you down in the comments, right? Let me know. So often as adults, we can get caught up in life being so serious, right? Just like the Joker say, "Why so serious? Why so serious?" And so often we can get caught up in life being so serious. And the thing that we don't want to take place is we don't want to get caught up, and we don't want things to be so serious to where we lose sight ultimately of, you know, who we are and just the fun that we can be having in our own lives. Right. So, y'all, without further ado, like I said, man, I want to get ready to go ahead and bring out my co-host, producer Britt. And one thing I'm gonna say about producer Britt before I bring out y'all, producer Britt is one of them people who is just comfortable moving and grooving even when stuff is uncomfortable around us, right? And it'd be crazy sometimes, but producer Britt does a great job of just making things look the way they're supposed to look and ultimately making sure that things work out. So we're gonna go ahead and bring out producer Britt. Good morning, producer Britt. How you feeling this morning?
Hey guys, oh my gosh, I'm on my phone. This is so weird. I feel like a guest.
Oh, well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, guest producer Britt. Like, welcome to the show.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I'm filling in for someone.
Uh-huh. Filling in.
All right.
Okay.
Can you hear me? I'm good?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're good.
Okay, cool. All right, let's get into it. Hello, what'd you eat for dinner, John?
Last night for dinner, me and Mr. Tatum went half on a pizza, okay? So I had something like a meat lover, some Domino's.
That's right, I had basketball game.
Yeah, last night, yeah, basketball game. So I had a little Domino's pizza. What about you? What you getting to for dinner last night?
So when my mom came over, she bought some greens and some beans with her. It was two separate things. And so I ate that.
Come on, greens and beans. Okay, so we got some fiber and we got some just roughage.
Fiber. Yeah. Fiber.
Okay. Just fiber for everybody. Okay, cool.
High fiber. Everything goes through you, Jonathan. You know, I love a good through. So gotta go through.
Wow. Okay.
Gotta stay skinny.
Thank you for sharing that with all of us. That's what's up.
Wellness Wednesday. You guys need to eat more fiber.
Wellness Wednesday, Wacky Wednesday. Speaking of, this is Wacky Wednesday. I'm transitioning to Wacky Wednesday. Oh. We got some games we're going to get into. But one thing that I'm really excited about for us is we get the opportunity to go to the Shrine Bowl, which is going to take place on Tuesday of next week. And the reason why that's really dope is because this is the all-star game of college football, right? This is, you know, where people like John Elway played in the Shrine Bowl, and Walter Payton, who I brought up before, and some other very notable names, which is extremely dope. But get the opportunity to, you know, do some press there and and then get to attend the game. Because I was excited. So yesterday I started doing some research, and I'm like, let's learn some more about these guys, and let's start to get some questions in place for these guys. So I just want to share that with the people, just in case the people are out there, and you know, y'all at the Shrine Bowl, you see Producer Brid, you see myself. Just say what's up, y'all. Just say what's up. We can talk. Yeah, we can talk. We can shoot the conversation. You know, we can take pictures and everything like that, because it's gonna be a great thing. It's gonna be, and they got a networking event also the nights after the interviews, Producer Brid. So I don't know if you're gonna hang around for that. I might pop in for a second and pop out, but
I love a good network. That's fine.
Yeah. Good network.
All right, what these games you got, man? We ain't got a lot of time. We gotta get to work.
Oh, you're trying to get into the games. Okay, let's get into the game. Okay, so let me. Okay, so we're gonna go here. Okay, so we'll do a quick one, real quick. We'll do a quick one. So this is hot take or hot trash. Okay, so you're gonna say it's one, or you're gonna say the other. You can feel free to give a little detail behind it. Producer Brid, are you ready? Hot take or hot trash? What we got? You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Dating apps made dating worse. Hot take or hot trash?
Hot trash. Hot take means. Wait, what do they mean?
Oh my God. Hot take is like you're pro it. Hot trash is like.
Okay, no, hot trash.
Why? Because people don't know how to talk to people no more? In person?
I don't know. I just don't do dating apps.
Oh, it's hot trash. Okay, there it goes.
For me, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to switch around. These are going to be a very variety of topics. Championships don't guarantee happiness, since you're a former athlete. Championships don't guarantee happiness? What are we talking about? Hot take, hot trash.
Hot take?
You don't ask me. I'm asking you.
I'm for it. That's true. Championships don't guarantee happiness.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Are you happy? You won a championship.
I mean, I was happy then. Like, it was just like how people often describe
it's momentarily. It's a moment type thing.
It is momentarily, but it's still indescribable. And then also, I love it just having something I can refer back to when I need to. I don't overdo it, but when I need to, I refer back to it. So that's cool.
When I need to is crazy. Okay, what you got?
When I need to, pull up the resume. Okay, so we're going culture and lifestyle real quick. Morning routines are overused. Oh, no. I retract that. Morning routines are overrated. Yikes. I promise I can read. Hot take, hot trash.
I'm for it. So hot take.
Okay. You sound like you're asking me a question. Okay. group chats are more stressful than helpful.
Hot trash. I like my group chats.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, really? Even when they just be rolling and people just be, somebody go left with the conversation.
I have a family group chat. I got me and my sister, Marche. I got me, Marche, and Priscilla. Those are my top group chats. Those are good group chats.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. And like sometimes when it's rolling and then, you know, you get the chance to like catch up and, you know, you're not doing anything. And then, you know, you get to sit there and laugh and catch up like you were there.
Okay. I'll take that. Working from home ruined work-life balance. Hot take, hot trash.
Hot trash, because I never got to work from home, so.
Oh, so you wouldn't know what that was like. Oh, dang.
I don't even know.
I mean, it wasn't that special. It wasn't that special.
Sounds like trash anyway, so.
You didn't miss too much.
Get out there. Sounds like trash. Get out there and go to work. How about that?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, when I was working from home, you know, we was doing workouts, we was watching movies, so.
See, that's what I'm saying. Hot trash.
Y'all need to go to work. All right, so now, okay. So that's going to wrap up hot take, hot trash. I just want to see where you was at this morning. A little quick tester, want to wet your whistle. But now this is a game I really want to get to. For you, because I know you was going to like this one. So we're about to do This or That, Tournament Bracket Edition, Beyonce Edition.
Ooh.
Beyonce edition. Yeah, I thought
you were. Yeah, I should wear my shirt.
I couldn't tell you though. Okay, so here we go. Of course, you're just gonna pick one or the other. You can get, like I said, you can give a little detail if you want to. That's okay. Because I know you're a big fan. Now you're excited. Okay. So we got, first up, we got Crazy in Love versus Love on Top.
Crazy in Love.
Ooh, okay. Run the World or Formation?
Formation.
Ooh, okay. Dangerously in Love or Speechless?
Interesting blood or speechless. I'm going speechless.
Ooh, wow. Up with the upset. Okay. Single ladies are irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable. I know that song from start to finish. No music, a cappella. I could do it by myself.
First of all, irreplaceable created a whole situation. You got women who either wasn't in relationships or you got women who are in relationships and then they were like embodying the song. And I'm like, what's going on?
You must not know about me.
And irreplaceable made it on, it was scored on the game with Derwin and Melody and all them. Okay. Yeah. Stay woke.
How about, that is funny. And then, yeah. Okay. Come on.
What? Say what you're about to say.
Nothing.
Nah, here we go. Drunken Love or Halo?
Drunken Love.
Oh. And last one here. We got Upgrade You or Partition?
Man, Upgrade You. It's really, you know, the lyrics for Upgrade Me. Partition, it's really just the first, you know, that first minute, 2 minutes of the song when she's doing Beyonce.
We need an answer. We need an answer.
Okay. What was the first song? I totally forgot that first.
Jesus. I said Upgrade You or Partition.
I'm gonna go Upgrade You because I know that one by heart. I know that one by heart too.
Okay. That completes the first round. Now we got to get down. Now it's getting intense now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going. It's tournament edition. We bracket.
All right, come on.
Okay, so Crazy in Love or Formation?
Crazy in Love.
Ooh. Speechless or Irreplaceable? Yeah, the plot thickens.
Irreplaceable.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Drunk in Love or Upgrade You?
Drunk in Love.
Oh, wow. That's a, okay. You're riding. Okay.
You stupid.
Okay. Here we go. Dang. Since I messed up this bracket, now you're going to have to choose between three. You have to choose between three.
That's
right here.
Crazy.
You have to choose two of the three. Okay, here we go. Crazy in Love. Irreplaceable.
This is what happens. Are you point shaving? This is what happened in the league. That's what they be doing. You know what I mean?
First of all, it would have been like 12 matchups. We'd have been playing this game forever. Okay. So crazy in love, irreplaceable, or drunk in love? Two
and
out of three.
I gotta choose one?
You gotta choose two out of three.
Okay. Crazy in love, drunk in love, and what? Irreplaceable?
Irreplaceable.
I'm going crazy in love, drunk in love.
Ooh.
I love love.
Okay. Okay. Well, speaking of love, do you love crazy love? Crazy in love? Or do you love drunk in love? Okay. Well, who going to be
the
champion?
Oh, now I got to pick?
Crazy in love or drunk in love? Who's going to take the chip?
Man.
Crazy in love to take the cup. Oh, crazy in love. Okay. Fair enough.
Going crazy in love. Crazy in love. I've seen it performed more times. And so sometimes, like, when people ask me about Beyonce, I think about, you know, the concert. And so I'm like, how does she perform that song? So.
Drunk in love. Seeing her perform.
Drunk in Love is top tier.
Because Drunk in Love is the one with Jay-Z, right?
They both got Jay-Z in it.
Oh, dang. Because which one? I'm trying to think of which one I saw that was on, like they were streaming it. It was like on HBO or one of those platforms. Because I was like, oh.
Oh, that was On the Run 1.
You probably saw
Drunk in Love and Crazy in Love because she always does Crazy in Love. Yeah, she just does like new renditions of the song.
Seeing them perform together, though, I was like, this is different. Like, they are.
It was amazing.
I was like, is this because they really love each other? Is this because they're great performers? Is it both and? Like, what is going on?
I think it's both and.
I was impressed though. I blown away. Okay.
Welcome.
Yeah, we'll have another tournament edition on another day. But you like the game? Huh? How you feel about it?
I like the game. We finally got to the games, y'all. Finally Jonathan been trying to do these games for like 2 weeks, honestly. Same. So I'm glad that he finally got this out of his system. Check this off the list.
Check it off the list. Making my list. Checking it twice. Okay, so here we go. This one's called 5 Second Take. Okay, how it works is that ultimately, I'm gonna tell you a prompt, and then we're gonna see if you can do it. I'm gonna count down like this.
Okay.
And if you don't make it in five, go.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you all ready?
Right.
Are you
ready? You're having way too much fun with this. Come on.
I have fun. Here we go. Name 3 things that ruin a morning.
Bad sleep. No breakfast. Oh, dang.
And that was 2. Yeah. I'm cooking you this morning. Yeah, I'm frying you. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, name 3 overused phrases.
Literally, oh my God, whatever.
Okay, it's a little buzzer beater. Okay, a little buzzer beater. All right, here we go. Name 3 things that people pretend to enjoy.
Food, drinks, events.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one that popped in my head. I couldn't say it out loud, though. Okay, name three reasons people are tired.
Work, kids.
Work, don't stop. Okay. Well, that completes that game. It was a quick one. A little quick one. What you?
You want to do all these games? They're the shortest games in the world.
Now you having fun now? Oh, okay. We can't leave the people one more.
It's okay. It's fine.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's all you got?
We actually got. Do I have one more? Do I have another game on here? Oh, yeah. I got another one on here.
Okay, one more. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, here we go. Would you rather live? Oh. And this is and how it works is I'm gonna go ahead and just lay out. Well, I know how to play
Would You Rather.
You don't know. Let me explain what I'm about to say. This is different, okay? I'm gonna read the prompt, then I'm gonna say 3, 2, 1, and then we're both gonna answer at the same time.
Okay.
You knew
so
that?
So you playing the game too.
Can I not play the game?
Nah, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to say the prompt and I'm going to count 3, 2, 1, then we're both going to answer. Okay, here we go. All right. Be late or forget something important. 3, 2, 1, late.
Be late.
Okay. Lose your phone or your wallet. 3, 2, 1, wallet.
Wallet. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna lose my wallet, man. The first thing I always think about, I'm
throw
like,
throw that wallet right out the window.
I'm
okay?
Like, man, but I can't. I don't. There's numbers. I know I got some numbers that I probably haven't texted in a while, but I probably will need.
Forget
eventually.
That. Everything in my wallet. It cost $11 to get a new ID, and I got all my cards on my phone.
$11. When last time you got a new ID? I thought it was like 20.
To get a replacement ID, it's $11.
Oh, so you've had to replace it a couple of times.
Yes, I have. Oh. Mind your business.
Okay.
Next question.
Would you rather be busy or be bored? 3, 2, 1. Busy.
Come on now.
Okay, busy. And lastly, would you rather have clarity or would you rather have comfort? 3, 2, 1.
Clarity.
I think I'll take comfort.
I'll take clarity so I can be comfortable. Because if I don't have clarity, then I'm not comfortable.
Whatever. You can try to justify it and make it make sense. Whatever. whatever. But that's going to wrap up our games here today. That's going to wrap up our games here on Wacky Wednesday. That's the games that I had. And y'all, if you enjoyed these games, please let us know. And also, if you was playing a game with us, drop something down in the comments. Like, for the Would You Rather, drop something down in the comments if you feel like Beyonce, if you feel like Beyonce's hits or songs were different from the ones producer Britt laid out, then drop something down in the comments. Let us know, good people. Let us know, because we want to know.
Nice.
But other than that, what you got over there, producer Britt? You think about something?
I had a little technical difficulty, so I can't show my stories or anything. But just right off the top of my head, I wanted to share that Stephen A. Smith is getting inducted into the Broadcast Foundation of America. Super cool. So kudos to him. You know, he's an amazing broadcaster, no matter how much trash he be talking. Mm. You know, he is actually one of the best. And then,
give him a little love.
Handcuffs for Stephen A.
Give him a little love. But yeah, they be cooking him. But like we talked about offline, you know, to be successful, people talk about you. Yeah.
Of course. And then also Tyrese Maxey, he's getting his own shoe deal with New Balance. I just saw. I did see the shoes. They're not cute, but kudos to him. Well, that's crazy.
I mean, I thought it was the But one thing I will say is, yeah, I mean, you know, I wonder how much creative control do they really get of these shoes? That's a question I have. Because I'm like, did you know that this is what it was going to look like? Because, I mean, even with Angel Reese, when she got the deal with Reebok, I mean, she didn't have complete control. But, well, I don't even know if she had any control, honestly. But she was like, I like those. I like this color. I like that color. So, I don't know. If they don't got creative control, maybe they need to they need to add that into their negotiation to be able to. Because, yeah, them shoes.
I'm pretty sure they tried to, but I don't know. Okay, and then last but not least, have you seen, I know I asked you offline, have you seen the little AI videos that teach you about, that teach you about health?
No, I have not.
But okay, I'll probably show you one tomorrow. Okay. Or, you know, I'll post one or whatever. But pretty much, so, like, if it's cinnamon, like if it's like, it's like a little AI cinnamon here, Ozzy. It's like a little AI cinnamon, okay. And it teaches you like the benefits of cinnamon, but it's like a little cartoon character. And it was like in the, and you know, like us growing up, millennials, like we love a good cartoon. And for so sure. Like in the whole comments, they were like, this is what AI is supposed to be used for, because I can watch these videos all day. And I feel that way. And I was
that
like,
makes sense.
This
yeah,
is
that makes
what
sense.
We need. This is what we need. But also, it's Wednesday, wellness check. So what's the wellness looking like over there? You jumping, you working out, you doing push-ups, you doing crunches, you doing pull-ups, you walking, you stretching, you lunging. What are you doing?
I'm walking every day at work, but it's almost to the point where I'm gonna have to like do push-ups live on the show, because it's getting out of hand. Okay, because like yesterday I was like, oh, I'm hanging around on campus, I'm gonna go work out and I'm gonna come back and get back to work, and that's as far as it got. I got to the part to where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go work out, that makes so much sense, and then it didn't happen. And then I realized, well, no, I'm not going to say I'm becoming one of those people that say they're going to do this and then they don't around fitness, because, I mean, I do it in every other area, but
I just got to do it.
I know. I just got to do it. I just got to get in my little team.
So, I mean, that track that we have at work, you can walk on the track.
Yeah, I can do that. And I think there are some weights hidden somewhere in a corner, so I can walk on the track and hit a little curl. And get some activity. If I get a sweat going, then it's like I awaken the beast. So just a little sweat, but it's true. A little sweat dribble, it's over. I'm gonna turn into the
Hulk. But I've heard you say that before, and the beast has been awoke before. Okay.
But then the beast went to sleep like Snorlax. Shout out to Pokemon. So you know when Snorlax go to sleep, you got to play the flute to wake him up.
You know, man, I remember watching that in the morning. Say, that's funny. Okay, well, that's nice.
Speaking of watching stuff, well, hold on, wait. Did you do, where are you at on your fitness journey? Where are you at? Wellness Wednesday, fitness wellness check.
I'm still walking. I'm in a walking competition with my mom and her friends from work. So,
Come on, walk competition.
Yeah, so we're walking. I'm walking. You know, I do my little abs and then, you know, that's it for right now.
Okay, well, that's what's up. But what I was gonna say though was, speaking of, you know, just, well, we weren't talking about nostalgia. I had a connection somewhere in there. But Captain Planet, I said, speaking of the Hulk, Captain Planet is coming to Netflix. Did you know that?
The cartoon. I don't know what Captain Planet is.
You're not serious. You don't know what Captain Planet is?
No, your powers, I know Captain.
Your powers combined. Your powers combined.
Captain Underwear.
That's Captain Underpants. But.
Underpants. Oh, okay.
Oh, God. But what I will say
is,
no, Captain Planet, they'll go water, fire, and they would do all the things, and they say, your powers combined, I am Captain Planet. TikTok, y'all got to help me out. TikTok, y'all got to help me out. Drop something in the comments if you know or you grew up on Captain Planet. This is crazy, Producer Britt. This is crazy.
I don't know Captain Planet.
What cartoons did you watch as a kid? Captain Planet was one of the
cartoons. I was a Nickelodeon kid.
Oh, he was privileged. Okay, that's good. Okay. That girl was watching.
Privileged?
That's cable. Captain America, I don't think, was on cable. Captain America was on your local TV provider.
Sorry, I wasn't on Bounce TV. Sorry. No, I didn't have that.
Neither was I. I mean, what?
You know, Bounce TV is not on cable. Oh, so, God. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, fair enough.
No. Okay. Yeah, I was a Nickelodeon kid. Rugrats, SpongeBob, Rocket Power.
Oh, that came on Nickelodeon too. All that. I saw all that when I went to other people's house. I would always grab the remote and just turn on Nickelodeon to watch all that. And then what was that other show? It was like a game show where the kids would go through like the Temple of Doom. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
That show was iconic. Yeah. But yeah, that, all that, King to Kill. I grew up on that stuff. But yeah, we're about to get out of here. About to get out of here, Producer Britt. What you got to leave with the people? You got a word for the people?
I don't have much. I'm kind of upset. Everything wasn't working. But, you know, there's a will, there's a way. I have a phone, so I made it work. So I guess the message is push through, guys. Push through. Whatever you got going on, continue to be great and have a happy Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what's up. Have a happy Wednesday. And push through is the word, because I got a homegirl. Her name's Raven Turner. She wrote a book called Push. And that's what it's all about, man. It's all about pushing through, making it happen, determination, operating with integrity and character, making sure that you just keep on. Gotta keep rolling.
Gotta keep rolling.
So, y'all, we're gonna get ready to get out of here. But family, if you're not tapped in, make sure you stay tapped in right here on YouTube. You can search us at Speak Your Success Media. If you're on Instagram, I actually have created a broadcast channel, right? And it's in my bio, Jonathan Jones Speaks. Right there, you can continue the conversation going after the show. Producer Britt, you know, producer, talking about we got to do marketing. We're marketing, so y'all can come talk to us. We can talk after the show, keep the conversation going, and make sure that you also tap in and follow Producer Britt at Producer Britt with two T's. But family, until next time, which will be tomorrow at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, remember, okay, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?